US Report with Bob Tarlow.
Let's go to the United States of America. Bob Tarlow, our correspondent, is there. Bob, good morning to you.
Hey, thank you very much, Simon. Hi, Brad. Merry Christmas, everybody. We had quite the light show over California about a half hour after sunset last night. A twisting, smoking object looking like a cloud shaped like a question mark could be seen up and down the coast above the western horizon. This man was driving on the Golden Gate Bridge.
What the hell is that?
That was the question of the night here. What made it even more unusual is that a lot of us, including my wife and I, we were outside anyway looking in that direction at that moment, expecting to see the launch of a rocket from Vandenberg Air Force Base on California's Central Coast. At first, we thought the rocket is what we were watching. But it wasn't. San Francisco TV station KGO put together a composite of reactions from people like us looking toward the western sky at about 5:30 p.m.
I have no idea what it is.
What the hell is that?
Holy crap, isn't that cool?
That is really, really high.
I definitely think it's a UFO.
Doesn't it seem like it's getting brighter, or is it just me?
I've never seen anything like it.
I saw like a moving cloud at first, and then it kind of formed into a question mark. So I don't know. Maybe it's a sign.
Maybe. Twitter exploded with photos and comments about the glowing phenomenon. One post said, "Something fell out of the sky." But the University of California's Lick Observatory near San Jose had the right answer. It was a meteor, perhaps the size of a baseball. And, Simon, it was streaking through the atmosphere.
Now, that answers that part of the mystery. But what was what happened with the rocket launch, Bob?
Yeah, that was supposed to happen at the same time. Well, it was a no-go, no launch. We get to occasionally see these things when the timing and weather conditions are right. The launch times are often announced in advance. This time, a Delta IV heavy rocket was scheduled to lift off, carrying a spy satellite into orbit. But controllers called the attempt off for a second straight day. This time, they noticed a hydrogen leak on a booster rocket 10 minutes before the countdown would have reached zero. They'll try again tonight at 5:31 p.m. California time. Simon and Brad, it would have been spectacular to see the launch and the meteor strike at the very same time.
Sure would. Bob, thank you. From Brad and I, thank you for all your work this week. We look forward to catching up with you soon. Thanks, Bob.
Good. Merry Christmas.